Here in Lillooet, British Columbia, this is CHLS 100.5 FM.
Do you know, I never understood a word you said. Never mind. Here's a thing. We always have a problem finding a performer for the Christmas staff party at Windsor Castle. The Queen Mother's first choice was Neil Diamond, but he wanted to be picked up at the airport. The youngsters would like Oasis or Stone Temple Pilots, but one can't run the risk of having people who might urinate on the tapestries. No, you'd be perfect. You're moderately famous, and you're far too ill to bother the chambermaids. There'll be no fee, of course, but you can expect a goose and a bottle of homemade cider. Goodbye.
Rockin' the canyon, right between your ears.
Thank you. things to do in stormy weather. Long may you run. Long may you run. Long may you run. Although these changes have come, with your chrome heart shining in the sun, long may you run. Well, it was back in Blind River in 1962 when I last saw you alive. But we missed that ship on the long decline. Long may you run. Long may you run. Long may you run. Although these changes have come, with your chrome heart shining in the sun, long may you run. Maybe the Beach Boys have got you now, with those waves singing Caroline.
Oh, Caroline, no.
Rolling down that empty ocean road, get into the surf on time.
Long may you run, long may you run. Although these changes have come, with your chrome heart shining sun, long may you run.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike, your host, with today, October the 15th edition of Right Between Your Ears, coming at you live from the Rec Center on Main Street in beautiful downtown Lillooet. And when I say beautiful, I was looking up in the sky today trying to find the postage stamp in the blue there, because it looks just like a postcard just about in any direction I swivel my head. Absolutely spectacular. Well, let me tell you what we started up our little show here today, and the name of the show. Today's show is called Talaga, the Talaga Show. And Talaga is a little Tagalog word, and it's spelled T-A-L-A-G-A, and it means really. It can be used as a question. It can be used as about 8 different forms of speech, but it's a cool little word. So today's show is called Talaga. Now, we started up this show today with a band out of 19 early 60s Northern Mexico called Los Rockin' Devils. And that was their rendition of a song called Hey Lupe. And that song was done by a lot of different people in a lot of different countries. There's Afro-Cubano versions of that from Cuba. There's jazz versions of that. There's rock and roll versions of that. And anyway, Hey Lupe. And just for grins, I might as well credit the people that wrote that song, because so many people did it back in the day. A man named Russell and another one named Farrell. So that was Hey Lupe. And then the second song you heard on this first set was by the Bob Dylan of the Philippines, Mr. Freddie Aguilar. and a song he wrote called Cigarillo. Now, most of Freddie's songs are political commentary and philosophical, so once in a while, just like anybody else, he needs a little change of pace. So that was just a light-hearted song about cigarettes, and it was called Cigarillo. And up next after that was my favorite tree planting gals that I've ever heard picking on banjos and strumming guitars, and I'm talking about the Be Good Tanyas, British Columbia's own Be Good Tanyas, that have a little connection to Texas as well. One of the guitar players is from Texas, but was a British Columbia tree planting woman anyway. And that was their song called Rowdy Blues. And believe it or not, this song, composition-wise, is credited to the P.D. Scott's Pipe Band. And I don't know what P.D. stands for. It might stand for the Police Department Scott's Pipes Band. I don't know. But anyhow, the tune was called Rowdy Blues. And it kind of gets under your skin as it gets rolling along. And speaking of rolling along, the last song in this set I'm dedicating to my Suzuki. And it was called Long May You Run, and it's by Mr. Neil Young. And back when the band was called the Stills Young Band. And I only managed to see Neil Young live once in my entire life, and he's one of my favorite people. But where did that happen? It happened of all places. It randomly happened to be down in Houston, Texas, and I was hooked up with my brother-in-law down there, and the particular weekend I was down there, there happened to be a concert, outdoor concert, going on at the University of Texas. And so we decided we better go take that in, and we did, and I probably sat about 40, 50 feet away on the grass on a nice sunny day in front of Neil Young, and I remember he was wearing a spotlessly clean white shirt, which I thought was kind of weird, and his hair was down to his elbows. And they just brought out an old oak chair. Didn't even look that comfortable. And sat it right there in the middle of the lawn. And this was the first song he played. And he introduced it that he had just written it. And that's a real summertime song. And it looks like we got our summertime back for a couple of weeks maybe. So I thought it fit real well. So without any more further ado, let's get back on into what this show is all about. And that's music. To describe the trail makes one a storyteller. To extract meaning makes one a philosopher. To share makes one human.
Bobcat Logic.
Tuesdays, 9 in the morning. Wednesdays, 4 in the afternoon. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Nya glada fåglar sjunger kvitt, kvitt, kvitt. Alla västanvindar leker glatt, pappa. Alla sippor målar ängarna i vitt, vitt, vitt. Alla flickor provar ut sin nya hatt. Alla pojkar gläds att yllestrumpan av stumpan byts mot ljus nylon. April, det gör ingenting att vintern varit svår. April, när du nu till sist slår ut ditt blonda hår. En vår är här igen och jag är kär igen. En vår, det är nog så att det är den jag väntat på. April infekterar mig med kärlekens bacill. April, dumma sillar, kan du lura vart du vill. April infekterar mig med kärlekens bacill. April är som bacillar, kan du lura vad du vill.
Thank you.
This is Mike, your host, at today's edition of Right Between Your Ears, coming at you live. And I think our signal travels all the way south to Isman Curve and all the way north to around Fountain area. So if you're driving by with the radio on, stay tuned. Right now, after I tell you what we've been listening to, we're going to get on into the weather. So now, on this second set of the show today, we started out with a good old, again, kind of a summertime song, but I'm telling you, it just looks like summer out there. So that was Stevie Wonder with a song called You Haven't Done Nothing. And I tell you what, right before this show comes on every day, we have Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. And if you're a regular listener to that, then you would understand that what Stevie was complaining about 30 years ago, still going on. You know what? We need to fix a whole lot of stuff out there in the world. And anyhow, that was a good dancing song too. I have to say that. So I was gonna cut in on the mic there and tell you, if nobody's looking, go ahead, go for it. At least get across the kitchen. Now after that, the next song that sounded a little bit sweet. This is going out with a dedication to Megan next door here, that punches your ticket when you go to skate, for always being so cheerful and having such a lovely smile. So that's going out to you, Megan. The song was by a Swedish woman called Lil Babs, and the song was called April, April, and written by a man named Erickson. And I can't translate the whole thing for you, but it's a springtime song from Stockholm, and it's just talking about how the birds are starting to chirp and the sun's coming out and the sky is blue and everybody's starting to feel happy again. So that's what kind of day it is here anyway. So Lil Babs with April, April. And then we took a turn and we went on down into South Africa with Johnny Clegg and Savuka, and a song that Johnny wrote called Talk to the People. And some real good lyrics in there as well. A bit political, but just like Freddie Aguilar and Johnny Clegg and Stevie Wonder and Bob Dylan and everybody else, you know, somebody's got to say what needs being said. Now, we finished up the set with a beautiful flamenco, kind of a Nuevo Flamenco sounding song. And it's a song that you could have heard in a mall in Vancouver about 10 years ago, because the guy who playing that guitar was named Doug Towle, and his band is called De La Terra. And I think I mentioned once before, I'll go ahead and say it again. Now, his name is pronounced like Towle, that you dry yourself off with, but it's spelled T-O-W-L-E, if you want to Google this guy up. But he's actually traveled around the world and won contests of playing flamenco guitar, so quite proud of Doug. And I believe he's from, definitely the Lower Mainland. I think he's out of Surrey, maybe around the White Rock area. But anyhow, an incredibly good guitar player, Doug Towle. And that was his own composition called Andiana, which means Lady from the Andes. Now, it's time to get on up to the weather machine, and we're going to do that right now with much pleasure. Now, current conditions right now in Lillooet is 15 degrees Celsius. The barometric pressure sits at 102.9 kilopascals with a tendency to fall. The dew point is 3.7, and the humidity sits at a nice and comfortable 47%. Overnight tonight, you can expect clear skies with stars twinkling and peeping, and it's about forecasted to be about zero. So if you haven't rolled away your garden hoses and whatnot, I'd say the next 10 days is a good time to do that, get the water out of them. Now Tuesday, October 16th, 21 degrees Celsius is the predicted high on a sunny, cobalt blue, beautiful, stunning day. And the overnight will be about 1 degrees with clear skies. Going into Wednesday, October 17th, 20 degrees Celsius is a predicted high on a sunny day again. And overnight of 5 with clear skies. So, I mean, it just keeps getting better. So, going on into Thursday, 18th of October, 18 degrees is a predicted high with a mix of sun and clouds. So just a little variation there for the middle of the week. And overnight will be a little tiny bit cooler at 4 Celsius. And Friday the 19th, we've got a predicted high of 20. Sunny skies again, and overnight of 5. Saturday, predicted high of 16, a few degrees cooler. Sunny days still, and clear nights, 5 degrees again. Going into Sunday, which is as far as we can go on this chart, and that's a predicted high of 15, a sunny day again. So let's just reiterate. Today's Monday. We've got clear, sunny skies right through till next Monday, at least, with a little tiny chance of a cloud in sometime in the middle of the week. And if it happens, we'll take it on the chin. Now, historical averages and extremes. Well, these averages and extremes are calculated from 1998 up to 2017 before they're posted. So on this day, in that time period, the warmest day was 18.1, and it occurred in 2012. The lowest temperature on this day was minus 2.5, and that happened just the year before in 2011. So there's a 20 degree spread. I mean, like, who knew? So basically, the weather does whatever it wants to. And with that being said, just going to check here, but I believe, yep, we're back into some more show.
Radio Lilu 100.5 FM.
无线电力旅客100.5 FM.
Radio Milwit so on Fanji FM.
Radio Lilu 100.5 FM.
Radio Lilu 100.5 FM.
Hey, do Lilu 100.5 FM.
Radio Lilu 100.5 FM.
Radio Lilu 100.5 FM.
Doesn't matter how you say it or where you come from. This is Radio Lilouette 100.5 FM. Ladies and gentlemen, join us each Wednesday night at 8 p.m. for Radio Lilouette's special presentations of thought-provoking speech and fine literature. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike, your host, on today's edition of Right Between Your Ears. And just before we get on in to the public service announcements, I'd like to tell you what you've been listening to. Started up this set with Ramsey Lewis and a song called Reasons. And that song was written by Charles Stepney, Maurice White, and a man called Bailey. And there's a little crossover with Maurice White, who is involved in Earth, Wind, and Fire, which is a band that's a little more well-known than Ramsey Lewis Trio. And but if you liked that sound of Ramsey Lewis playing the piano, a good album to start with, if you want to check him out, is the album that song Reasons came from, and the album is called Les Fleurs. And so I'll just put that out there, if anybody heard that and thought, man, this is good. Now, that was followed up by our own Radio Lillooet piano player, Mr. Jeff O'Kelly. And he was playing a piece by Frédéric Chopin called Nocturne in F Sharp Major, Opus 15, number 2. And a beautiful, Chopin's one of my favorite piano players, as it turns out. There is a Chopin piece on that album I mentioned, Les Fleurs. That's why those two wound up in the same set. And Ramsey Lewis kind of gives it his own treatment, and same with Jeff. Now, the third song you heard in that set was by a man named Spencer Brewer, and it's called Cinderella. And I believe Mr. Brewer is from the Seattle area. I'm not positive, but I know he's from the West Coast, and I know he's from the Northwest Coast in the state somewhere. So I'm going to say Washington State, possibly Oregon, but I believe he's from Seattle. And the last song you just heard, a beautiful, a little bit sad sounding song, was called Hummingbird, and that was by a band you've heard me play quite a bit on the show called Dengue Fever. And just wanted to mention here, I found some brand new material of Dengue Fever. They've been around for about 15 years, they've hung together, and are still with the same singer, Chamni Mal, who sings so beautifully. And that will be on some shows coming up very soon. You're going to hear some brand new Dengue Fever that they recorded down at I'm trying to remember the call letters of the station, but a radio station down in L.A. where they live has its own studio and lets them come in and play live and then broadcast it live. It's just as a way to let people know that they've got some new stuff coming out. So now it's time for public service announcements. And we're going to start them out with, here we go. This came to my mailbox about probably a week ago, and I'll just read it on out to you. It's called Cannabis Will Be Legal in Canada on October 17th, 2018. Talaga? Get the facts on keeping people and community safe in British Columbia. So they got their little website called getcannabisclarity.ca. Now, I just have to mention here, if you flip this thing that I'm reading over on the back, there's a woman on the back that I bet you 10 to 1 looks like somebody I wouldn't let babysit my cat. And I'm being kind saying that. But I don't know where they get the people whose faces appear on these flyers. But anyway, I wouldn't trust that lady with anything. Now, I'll just read you what they've put down here. It says, safe kids. You must be 19 years or older to buy, possess, use, or grow cannabis in BC. There's a ban on smoking or vaping cannabis in playgrounds, schools, and other public areas regularly used by children. Remember, it's harmful to smoke in front of children, so please avoid it. There are strict laws in place to protect children. Get the facts. Health. Cannabis affects brain functions at all ages. It can be especially harmful for people under 25 because their brains are still developing. Boy, oh boy, that's why they say you shouldn't get married when you're only 20 years old, I guess. Your brain's still developing. And it says here, cannabis can harm your health, but it affects everyone differently. Get the facts. Now we come to a section called Safe Communities. Adults can legally buy cannabis at private or government-run shops and online. And they can carry up to 30 grams of cannabis in public. Smoking or vaping cannabis is allowed in most public spaces where you can smoke tobacco. Huh. Wonder where that is. I'm still looking for that myself. Local and indigenous governments can further regulate cannabis. There are laws in place to keep your community safe. Get the facts. Safe homes. Adults can grow up to 4 cannabis plants per household. But you have to make sure the cannabis plants are not visible from a public place. There are rules for growing cannabis at home. Get the facts. Safe roads. Drug-impaired drivers will face serious consequences like fines, license prohibitions, and jail time. Impaired driving is illegal. Get the facts. Safe travel. It's illegal to take cannabis across the Canadian border. It doesn't matter whether you're leaving or entering Canada or what the laws of your destination are. Don't cross the border with cannabis. That's pretty simple. Cannabis laws are different between provinces and territories. This includes legal age, where you can smoke, consume, and buy. Make sure you learn the laws before you travel. There are different regulations for non-medical and medical cannabis. Get the facts. That sounds kind of baroque, so no wonder they called it Get Cannabis Clarity. So it says there are many views on cannabis, get the facts. And that was brought to you by the government of British Columbia. So anyhow, heads up, on Wednesday, it will be legal. And I guess about all I got to say on that was I remember when I was around 9 or 10, that's when all the Summer of Love and all that stuff happened, and Turn On, Tune In, Drop Out, Woodstock, everything just went crazy. And for a little kid watching that, it was just like wondering what suddenly changed. Why is all this stuff is all right now? Because they say so. I remember back in the 60s and 70s, we went on into the disco era with some of the most crazy times on earth of what was going on behind the scenes while everybody was busy dancing and getting stoned. So sometimes it's good to keep your head when everybody's telling you to let it loose. Well, with that being said, Public Skate. It's Wednesday, October 17th from 12 to 1:30 at the Lillooet Rec Center right here at 930 Main Street. Phone number here is 250-256-7527. Again, that's 250-256-7527. And regular drop-in rates apply. Skates are available for rent, $2 a pair. Please check in at the office before proceeding to the arena. Outside arena door will be locked. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is the public skate. Now, there's free skate rental for children up to 12. And from 4 to 12, it's $3. For seniors 55 and up, it's $4. Students from 13 to 18 is $4. And the entire family, up to two adults and all dependent children under 19, can skate for $10.50. Where are you going to get that? So that's public skating. It's mighty fun. And then we've got, there's a course coming up on the 17th. And it's called Spreadsheets 1, ABTS 1210 is the official designation by the university. So Spreadsheets 1, Wednesday, October 17th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's part of continuing studies, and I will give you the time again. It's 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and it costs $475. That's for your textbook. And what it's basically dealing with is the Excel program. If you're interested, that's Spreadsheets 1 at Thompson River University, right here at number 10, 155 Main Street, which is down at the Old Mill Plaza. There's a contact number, 250-256-4296. Again, that's 250-256-4296. To get information, and you can register online at www.tru.ca/forms/regionalcenters/register. So that's Spreadsheets 1. And with all of that being said, let's get on in to the final drive. And I think for this, we're going to take a little turn and we're going to head down south. Hey, Lilouette, for 2 hours of non-threatening classical music with a wealth of information about the music, composers, and performers, tune in to Snooze Button every weekday from 7 to 9, plus weather, road reports, and public service announcements. And remember, Wednesdays are all about the piano.
echo. And we'll talk of him, we walk up.
Dance right about now.
Yeah.
My, 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 who let the cats out? That was the one and only Red Bone in a song written by Mr. Lolly Vegas called Come and Get Your Love. And that is a good old song. I'm going to play that a few times during this show. And up before that, we had Sir Douglas Quintet, which is another incarnation of Doug Somm, San Antonio-born Doug Somm, who became very famous in Sweden, believe it or not, back in the day. And his composition called Nuevo Laredo. And up before that, we had another one of my favorite Texans, and that's Michael Martin Murphy, and probably his most recognizable song around the world, Carolina in the Pines. And that's a beautiful sound, which kind of sets the tone for fall, winter coming on, you know. Got that kind of a sound to it. Now, scratching my head here. That's basically we have reached the end of the show, folks. I can't believe it. That went really fast. But hope you had a big time. I sure did. And if you'll stand by, I'll get you going on to the country music playlist as usual in just one moment.
I want to listen. This is Radio Lillooet, 100.5 FM. The music is out there.